Good afternoon, Gemini Ceramics.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, it's Tyler. Our server's over here. We just switched over about a week ago, so we've been having some errors here on the server side, but it's not you.
Nothing like technology, right?
Don't get me started. But, so I just kind of wanted to see the situation was there. Were you just going to be looking to, like, liquidate those assets you had, or what was it you were going to be doing there with the business?
Well, frankly, the assets in the dental laboratory are minimal. Unless you get into this big new wave of all equipment, you know, to where the automation is you're starting to look more like a Ford or GM factory than a custom shop. And like I said, I'm down to just a couple accounts that there are, and I'm sneaking up on the old retirement part myself, and I'm not sure I can justify, you know, working hard enough to go generate all this work again, et cetera, et cetera. You know, hiring back up to, you know, 3, 4, 5 employees. And
yeah.
Which doesn't sound like much, but you got to realize the most I ever had was 3, you know.
Wow.
And
well, especially with the new machines too, right? You're going to hire on a new wave of people that are familiar with
technology.
Yeah,
and a whole different
technology.
Type of people that I'm not particularly... I'm one of the people that likes to know how to do every bit of it, so if anybody has a question, I got it. Well, I don't quite understand all this computer stuff, per se.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
And even though I understand what they're doing, I don't understand how it does it. So if it breaks down, I'm kind of up the creek, you know?
I see.
Anyway, it's really just kind of a thing of you. I'm trying to balance out the... because I can outsource anything I want to. I already have the first couple pieces of equipment, which is the scanners, which allows me to design and generate these things, and I send them out and let somebody else manufacture them and just mail them to me.
What do you outsource them to? Is that out of country, or is it still...
No, hell, there's hundreds of people in the country.
Really?
All the big dental suppliers and everything, they're all conglomerating, and it's turning into gigantic corporations, and they have 300,000 square foot facilities with nothing but milling machines in them and stuff.
Yeah,
and that's what they do. Now, even if I bought the machine, I'm not so sure that I could even make it as cheap as they send it back to me.
Yeah, that's
when you count in my labor, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm kind of like one of these things, until I really want to grow, okay? It's just not, it's, you know, because none of this stuff's cheap. I don't really want to.
Yeah, this is just sounding like a tough industry right now, especially
well,
with the
it
way.
It is, because it's consolidating. The people that are going to survive are going to, you know, will be fine, but they've got to get into this digital technology kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's scary for a little guy like me that can't keep reinvesting in new stuff every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my scanner in January of 2013, and by January of 2014, they had 7 new models out.
Oh my God!
Okay, all of them at $30,000 to $50,000, right?
Yeah, these aren't cheap.
No, and one guy like me, that's you know 3 to 4 months of total gross income.
Yeah,
I can't play that game.
Uh huh.
Right, and so I'm still getting by with the old thing because I can buy the updates for the software and everything, you know.
Yeah.
But my scanner is outdated, and I'm just, you know, muddling through with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the gist of the matter is I'm not really interested in going into debt.
No, yeah, I totally understand that, especially if you're looking to retire here soon. I mean,
I'm 3 years, and that's just not quite long enough to get return on investment of this kind of magnitude, you know. And
I definitely get what you're saying, but, you know, if something does come up, you know, you do decide to maybe grow a little bit, or if you want to just kind of build it up before you decide to sell it, definitely keep us in mind.
Right.
Like I said, you were pre-approved for right around $250,000, so if there is something you do look into doing, definitely keep us in mind. Do you maybe just have an email just so I can shoot you my information for, you know, a rainy day if something does come up?
It's GeminiCeramics@EmbarkMail.com.
EmbarkMail.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you. It's just going to summarize the offer, and it'll have my direct line in it. And like I said, if anything does come up or if you just have any questions on what we do offer for you, feel free to reach out and we can help you out there.
Appreciate it, but don't hold your breath, all right?
I won't.
Being honest with you, man.
No worries, Terry. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye.